So, what do you guys want to talk about?
See you, fourth wall!
Because the competition sometimes doesn't want to hear their fans.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the K2 Observer right here on the Elite POV Patreon page. Kyle Masters, Insider Kimmy, as always. Here, another episode for you guys, and we got some news.
Too much news.
There's too much news, and there's too much of news for one particular person this week. It's been ever since actually last weekend, because now it's Friday, and there's some news that we're going to talk about tonight, guys. Remember, we're recording this at about 8:52 Eastern time on Friday, so anything that comes out afterwards, we didn't know. So, like we say
it's
all the time,
on us.
We're 10%. Was it? What was our motto? Where's our motto? We're 10% right every time.
Wrong. I don't know. I was just dying when you guys said on Elite POV, and I was like, "Damn, I'll get my shine one day."
One day. Maybe not.
Listen, I've been right like 4 times this week about
I've been
things.
Right like 4 times out of 1,000 tries. I think I'm pretty successful.
I am. I'm so successful. Thank you for giving me the credit.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyways, we got a lot, I guess we got a lot to talk about today. What are we going to start off with today? Let's start off with some positive. Let's go positive. I don't want to start negative. Positive. Arthur Ashe Stadium, which looks like it's going to be now forever the home of AEW.
Thank God. It has been my favorite event to go through. I went thanks to Thunder Rosa because she gave me comp tickets. She's the best. I wasn't allowed to say it in September. I could say it now in June. So it's my favorite event I've gone to. Kyle was actually supposed to go, and Kyle and I were supposed to meet, and I didn't meet him. Totally. So I was very upset. Yeah, I know. I was very upset about it. But I'm excited that it'll continue to be in September. It'll be their biggest Dynamite, so it'll kind of be like their Raw after WrestleMania type deal here. So I'm very excited to see what they have planned, because I think a lot of people have theories and speculation on things they want to see at this show. So I'm excited to see if some of those come true.
Yeah, so officially, Arthur Ashe Stadium will be home to AEW Dynamite Grand Slam on a yearly basis, which is clever because it's at a stadium where they host the U.S. Open for tennis every year, and Grand Slam happens to come right after the tournament's done. So I'm excited, and I read that they plan on making this a yearly thing where they book it as the biggest Dynamite of the year. So, I mean, you're holding 20,000-plus fans with the correct card. I mean, you got to think that he's got to come at these events like full tilt. He's got to come out with a great booking. Like last year's one, the headline obviously was Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson, the dream match of the century. Of course that was going to fill the stadium. And then if you go back to watching it, we had one of those moments at that event where I haven't seen since Rock, Cena, and Rock Hogan, where when the bell rings, the crowd becomes unglued and unhinged and is standing up and giving a standing ovation. That doesn't happen a lot in wrestling.
I remember looking at my dad like as soon as that moment happened, and I said, this is going to be the biggest show we've gone to. This is going to be bigger than WrestleMania. It's going to be bigger than New Japan Ring of Honor at the Garden. And, you know, he still claims that New Japan Ring of Honor show was better, but I will go dying knowing that Grand Slam has been the best wrestling show I've been to. And I'm very excited to have the chance to go back next year or this year.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if
math is hard.
I'll try. We'll see.
Please.
We got, I'm pretty sure that was also the pay-per-view where we got the main event was a women's match, was it not?
It was. So he said on the media call that I was on, guys, in case you didn't catch that one, that when the time... What? I'm just saying. It's been a while.
Continue
since
with the news. Don't worry about my facial expressions. Continue with the news.
Okay. So he
you're,
said...
You have to learn here.
I know, but you're like giving me weird faces. I don't appreciate it. So he said on the media call that eventually when he feels like the time is right and the match is right, that a woman's main event will happen. So this doesn't count as a pay-per-view. It was technically a special. He compared it to Battle of the Belts, where both Battle of the Belts actually had a woman's main event. So we've had specials, we've had Dynamites, we've had Rampages, but not a pay-per-view. So hopefully that will happen soon.
I mean, Battle of the Belts 3 is coming in August, I believe they said. So, or July, I don't know. I'm getting August 5th. Picked up. August 5th. So we'll see if third time's a charm, and I'm all for it. But yeah, I guess that's good. I mean, New York's a big market for AEW, and what better way to steal a stadium in a big market, right? You're not just going after like a smaller arena or like a dinky arena in like, I don't know, some bum town in New York. You went for the big one. You went for Arthur Ashe, a historic building and a stadium. And from what I gathered from people that went and stuff, people said it was fine. They enjoyed themselves. There's great seats. I mean, I know you were like way up there, but like from other people that were sitting elsewhere, people said it was a great venue to be in. I didn't really read too much about like getting out and the ease of like exiting the arena and stuff like that. It's probably going to be, but I mean, you're leaving an arena with 20,000 people all leaving at the same time. You're never going to find an arena out there where there's 20,000 people leaving and you're going to have an easy time.
Like, yeah, I mean, the other problem was too, is that they've actually gone out and say like they weren't prepared to have 20,000 people because the U.S. Open doesn't draw as many people as Grand Slam did. So concessions was a huge problem for them. There were people that actually missed the entirety of the Bryan Danielson Kenny Omega match because they were waiting for food. I always am someone, if you know, I love my merchandise. And because of the person that actually the name was under for the comp tickets got there late, so I almost missed part of the show. I was very angry. I couldn't even get on the merch line because the merch line was so long. But I heard that at Double or Nothing they actually had merch trucks for the first time, so I'm hoping that they learned that that's vital, so now people aren't waiting so long in the arena for merchandise and missing matches. So I'm hoping now that they learned from last year that they improved to this year for concessions and merch.
Wow.
Remember, I went like 21 hours without eating. And I skipped class the next day, and I was texting you, and I was dying.
I remember you saying that, but I'm sure they're going to have the concessions a lot better going around this time because they're going to be prepared at least this time. So, anyways, yeah, it's good to see for Arthur Ashe and AEW. We're going to move on here. I guess this is also some positive news. So there's a reason why Cesaro hasn't really made his way into the wrestling world since being, I believe it was, he was fired or
his contract was up expired. And he didn't want it. They couldn't reach a deal.
So apparently he's having a kid. Him and had a kid, which is great. Do you know if I didn't see this today. Was it a male or female?
I think Bill just said. Nope. Bill just said, so they dropped the info why Cesaro isn't wrestling. He and his wife had a baby. Okay. Meltzer just dropped the info. So congratulations to them. The other huge thing with Cesaro is that I believe that this was also Meltzer that said that WWE wants him back and that they have been talking. So Insider Kimmy has actually heard that they actually had a deal, them and AEW, and it was sealed. So I don't know if things changed. I don't know if I was lied to, because you know we're only right 10% of the time on this show, so I don't know. But if he decides to go back to WWE, I mean, since Reigns decided to take a 10-week vacation, SmackDown desperately needs the help. So I wonder if maybe he's gonna pair him up with Max Dupri, who's LA Knight now. I don't want him to... Dupri. I don't know, it's confusing.
Dupri. You remember Rene Dupri? It's Dupri. You remember Rene Dupri?
Who the hell is that?
Anyone listening to this show is going to crucify you.
Who the hell is that?
You remember La Resistance? The tag team?
That was before me.
So? The Golden Age was before me, but I can still remember shit from the Golden Age.
Okay, you know what? This is an insider show. This isn't wrestling knowledge with Kimmy here. Anyway. What I was saying before I was interrupted.
Well, I was going to interrupt you anyways and say I don't think he's going back to WWE. Because of the name he trademarked.
Yes. I think he is going to AEW/Ring of Honor, but I think it'd be interesting if he did come back to WWE. I have an actually assumption that Bray Wyatt will be coming back to WWE soon, because that's the other news that he's been... I'm just saying. This is not insider. This is me guessing. Bray Wyatt's been tweeting some very interesting things throughout the week that he's ready to return. So I'm wondering...
Did you miss the first parts of his tweets? Did you just see, did your WWE brain read the first parts of his tweets? Like, oh, no. Where he literally just, he talked about how shitty the place he was at was.
I'm leaving. Goodbye. It's
literally the first tweet that he said.
I'm just saying, Tony Khan does not want Bray Wyatt.
I don't think he's going to AEW.
Where do you think he's going?
Weirdly enough.
It's not Impact.
Control your narrative.
Oh, that's even worse.
I don't know where that's going.
Oh my god, that's so fitting, because I'm wearing an EC3 shirt. Yeah. No, he's not going to Impact, because the other thing I heard last night was that Impact made a deal. They threw money at him, and it was not enough money, so it is not Impact.
Anyways, not talking about him right now. I'm talking about Cesaro, and I think Cesaro, I'm going to make a big guess that he will show up at the July Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Oh! Oh, that's a good one.
So that's my
what
guess.
Do you think he'd be doing? Like, maybe Gresham has an open challenge and
that,
he comes out.
He just shows up at the end of a title match. I don't know. Maybe Samoa Joe holds on to the belt and it's Samoa Joe and Cesaro in the first feud. I don't know.
That's a good idea. Good job. I like that. Way to go, Kyle.
But interesting. Good for him, though, with the kid. Good for him. Speaking of kids, someone who recently just had a kid, they might be coming back to wrestling, Gargano and Candice LeRae. I did read a little bit on this. Still no word as to where they're going to go. With Johnny, it literally can go either way. It literally can be AEW or WWE. I know it can go either way. The only thing I know with Candice is there's a lot of people, a lot of women at least in AEW that are pushing for her to come over to AEW. So I don't think they would do the whole split thing. I think wherever one goes, the other one's going to go.
Yeah, I think the Garganos are one of those couples that they're going to remain a package deal. I think a lot of people forget that Candice LeRae is very close friends with the Young Bucks and everybody in management over there. So I think it makes more sense where they debut. I honestly don't know. Like, I know obviously AEW, but like where, like maybe they do come at All Out. Maybe they come at Grand Slam the next time they're in. Oh, no, Cleveland. Where's Johnny
from?
When
that's, yeah. You're right. He's somewhere in Ohio, but it's okay. Cleveland, I'm pretty sure. But, it's tough because I know AEW has shows booked only up to the beginning of August. I think they don't have any shows between the beginning of August and the end of August up to All Out. So we know like All Out Week is going to be in Chicago or wherever they're going to be.
Chicago.
I'm bracing for Chicago. Trust me. Like I was waiting for it. I thought it was going to be LA. I thought like your little California mind senses. I thought for sure this past Wednesday we were going to get All Out's going to be in the Staples Center or whatever, the crypto.com arena. I was waiting for it, but sure enough, I don't know unless they do it tonight, who knows.
I just think they don't want to announce it right now because it's they're building the Forbidden Door.
That's what
and
I mean.
They don't want
they haven't announced it yet. So it literally looks like while we're at the United Center or while I'm at the United Center for Forbidden Door, they're going to be like, we'll be back here in September right here at the United Center for All Out. And that's where All Out's going to be. But I'm glad. If it's Chicago, I want it to be the United Center. If they go to the Now Arena, I'm going to be pissed.
No, I heard it's the United Center if it's in Chicago.
Because get away from that arena because leaving that arena after, I've heard too many horror stories. Too many. Like from people having to walk 50 minutes back to their hotel because they could not get a cab.
That's scary. Yeah. That is not it.
Yeah, so get away from there. Anyways.
I'll tell you. No. I got you.
Sure. Anywho, we'll move on. I hope, we can continue a little bit. I think Gargano does fit better in AEW, I think. Right now, the NXT, he was all NXT when he was in WWE. He's not a main roster guy. I know, like, Ciampa's up there, but Ciampa slowly... From what I gather, I don't watch the product. I watch the timeline. from what I see with Ciampa, I'm like, oh man, this is just
he is a heel jobber yeah. on Raw.
Or a fall he doesn't get
an entrance. He's lost to Ali. They just don't know what to do with him.
Surprised he's not called Tommaso Pizza or something like that. I don't know. Anyways,
well, they got rid of Tommaso. He's just Ciampa.
And Gargano's a wrestler. He's a wrestler's wrestler. Like he's wrestling like in and out, and he's a nerd. And there are a bunch of wrestling nerds in AEW right now. He can do so much. And keep his Twitch channel while he's in AEW. I think Tony Khan would pay him a lot. Well, according to MGF, he pays a lot of XWB people a lot more than him. So
I think it makes more sense. I mean, you're not wrong. I have the T on exactly which XWB superstars he's mad at. But that's for later.
It's work. He's not mad at anyone.
Listen, are we working or shooting here, brother?
He's working. He's playing all y'all. Like, he's got his little violin. He's.
Well, we're not at that part of the show. So, anyway, before I was really interrupted, I think there's more dream matches for Gargano in AEW. And he could wrestle the way he wants because you're not going to wrestle the WWE style in AEW. You're going to have the hard hitting, the Ring of Honor matches that everyone wants. So I think he goes, I think Candice goes, and the Garganos will be all elite.
Or, if he wants a lighter schedule, Ring of Honor, if they get their TV time going. He could want to explore that. That'd be really cool. If they wanted to get eyes on Ring of Honor off the bat, I mean, you already have like a couple of people that draw, right? You have like the Lethals, the really big Indian guy that's going to draw a lot for their Indian market. They got Joe, Gresham, like you got a lot of people, Willow,
Sanjay,
like you have a lot of people, Mercedes Martinez, that can draw for people to watch. But imagine you get like a Johnny Gargano and a Candice LeRae on that show. Then you're going to start getting more eyes on that product. So that's what I mean, though. But like Gargano, obviously, you know, he still wants to make money. He's been wrestling to make money. But what if he like, you know, he's obviously a guy that loves wrestling a little bit more. And he's making his Twitch money already, right? Maybe he's fine with the Ring of Honor. He's going to get paid a lot. Maybe get paid a lot to be in Ring of Honor and eventually come over to AEW Dynamite. But anyways, I think he's a better fit. There's only one match I want to see Gargano go against. That's
who?
Bryan Danielson.
That's fair. You don't want to see him and Kenny?
Or him and Kenny. Yeah, maybe. I really want to see him and Bryan Danielson for whatever reason, though. That's like my dream match for him. Next we'll talk about, well, you know more about this than I do because I don't really watch, but I know that the titles were on Sasha and Naomi who were suspended. And I heard that I have a little bit of information on that you probably know. Tell me if you knew this.
Okay.
I found out today that all the time that they've missed from being suspended is not getting tacked on to the end of their contract.
I did know that.
So they're probably just content to being like, hey, I don't want to come back anymore, so I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to wait until my contract's expired, and you can't tack time on.
So Naomi actually posted on Instagram today that her and Jimmy, I don't know when this was, because I know the Usos are on SmackDown right now, but they were like on vacation, and she's just like living her best life. And of course, I think everyone's seen the videos of Sasha Banks at all the concerts she's gone to over the last couple weeks. So they're just chilling. But I think the big thing is, so apparently it was speculated that they were going to do this whole tournament for the Women's Tag Team Championships to crown new champions. They had four teams and they scrapped it. And the Women's Tag titles are quote unquote dead. I think they need to bring in a mid-card title. They need to. There's so many women that you're just not doing anything with. And it's just so much dead weight. You don't have to make makeshift tag teams anymore. I don't even know what you would call it. But just freaking do it, and please just make a mid-card women's division. Please. I will book it for you. Vince, call me.
I can tell you
who the first champion would be.
I don't watch your product, and I can tell you right now that if you have tag titles and you don't have tag teams, what's the point of having tag titles?
I would even make Lacey Evans my first champion. Yeah. Let her carry it since she's coming back.
You can call it the Women's Intercontinental or something, like... Just call it something, like anything that, I mean, they've come up with a freaking universal title. You tell me that no one back there is going to pick a goofy name out of the goofy Vince McMahon dictionary and just name it that to the title? Come on.
It's now the undisputed Universal.
It's going to be the floral champion. It's going to be a big flower on it.
They bring back the Divas title.
Oh, please don't. Yikes.
Big yikes in the chat.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
it's an ugly belt. I've never liked the Divas title ever.
It is, but the women's division is in trouble just because of the fact that Charlotte and Andrade are on their honeymoon. Bayley still isn't back. You got nothing.
Is she like hurt or something? What's going on with that?
Who?
Bayley. She like missed. She didn't have a Mania match either, did she?
Oh, she hurt her knee last spring. She tore her ACL, so she's been out for a while. But
yeah, I remember she was still in, like when they were doing the 2K22 release, she was still injured because she was doing like the panel thing there, and she was saying that she's still injured. So I'm like, Jesus, poor girl.
Yeah, she's still injured.
God. Anyways, speaking of injuries, Jeff Hardy.
Banged up.
You can see like when he walked out on Dynamite how banged up he is. He was like limping. He was like doing the Matt Hardy limp.
Well, did you see in, I forgot what Matt Hardy's podcast is called, the one that he does with John Alba, that Matt said that Jeff Hardy was nearly knocked out in the beginning and he can't remember anything from Sunday. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Or Jeff?
No, Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff.
Ooh, I have to go back and watch.
Yeah, so Jeff can't remember anything. He was nearly knocked out within the first 5 or 6 minutes. I hope he's okay. I think the Hardys just need to stop wrestling.
Well, like, Jeff was really banged up from the ladder match he had with Darby.
Yeah. He just needs, like, they need their swan song. Like, they could go and coach.
You know what their swan song used to be? It doesn't need to be an actual match. Give us the final deletion match.
Yeah.
That's it. You call a career. Matt, you and Jeff become backstage hands. Jeff, maybe Jeff goes to Ultra. I know. I see Matt Hardy retiring first before Jeff. I see Jeff becoming a part-timer, like wrestle once in a while to let his body recuperate in between each. Because clearly the guy just likes to go ham in every match. So, hopefully Sorry. I'm just saying, like, And Darby's got to take notes, or else you're going to become him.
Darby's just cutting years off his life every day. I'm like, boy, take a chill pill, relax.
And then speaking of injury, apparently, again, we're going to find out in less than 45 minutes. CM Punk tweeted out that he's got something to say, and he's going to be live on Rampage tonight. So this is, again, we're recording this before Rampage. And there's speculation, and Kimmy's found out that he, or Sean Rossat basically tweeted that he's heard that he's injured. Now, it's tough to not believe that because of what we've seen. We saw, I feel like he hurt himself in the All Out match, or All Out, Double or Nothing match.
Well,
maybe
Bill
on the first
said...
Buckshot Lariat when he, like, his feet kind of, like, did, like, a little, like, you know what I mean? Like, almost like his ankle gave out.
Bill said an insider Twitter said it was injured on the stage dive potentially, and I said at Double or Nothing or on Wednesday, and he said that he didn't know.
Well, he dove off the stage on Dynamite into the crowd, but that's not where he hurt himself, because I don't know. Anyways,
I don't know. And then
like you saw on his Dynamite match, there was that spot where like his foot gave out again, and then when he came out after the MJF thing when it was off air during commercial. He was limping, so hopefully it's not a bad injury. He says
the word in the tweet scare me.
Yeah, because says about the AEW championship
and his career.
And his career, which is, I don't know if they're trying to pop a rating. That's what you said before we got on. Like, are they trying to pop a rating? Like, are they trying to get people to tune in? And Punk is going to be like, I'll be back in Chicago at All Out to. Yeah, it's going to be a vacate championship until then. Like, I'm going to get my shot back in Chicago when I'm 100%. I don't think he's retiring.
I don't think he's either.
I think they're trying to pop a rating.
I don't think so, because they had announced on Twitter that the opener is the Bucks and the Lucha Bros. Like, if they were going to pop a rating, wouldn't that start the show?
No, you get people to stay tuned.
That's how I see it.
You get people to stay tuned.
Well, my insider just texted me. He goes, I have the fucking dirt of the year So I don't know what that means or who it concerns.
Ask what it is and we'll keep talking here and hopefully you get it by the end of the show.
No, I did. I said text me and he didn't answer me.
Okay.
So I'm like, great. So if you get a text from me after this, you know why.
Okay.
I think it sucks because they just announced the main event for Forbidden Door, and if he's out, that means they have to scrap the main event. So now Tanahashi potentially doesn't have a match. Well, it's not that he doesn't have a match. It's like they have to come up with something.
They already have it. What's written down that's not official yet. Okada versus Hangman Page.
I know, but they like this one was announced on Wednesday.
Well, then they're gonna come out and just say that unless this is what I think. So I know that Meltzer said he saw written down that it was Hangman versus Okada.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want them to just have like Excalibur announce it in between a match and like another match. I want them. If they're going to do this big, Okada's here in the States, have Hangman go out there and have the Rainmaker music play, pop the fucking crowd.
Oh, I want that too. I think that all of these matches just can't be announced by the commentary team like they do on Wednesdays and Fridays for Dynamite and Rampage. I think it has to be that the Japanese superstars come out because if you don't watch New Japan, you have no idea who any of these people are. So if you are going to buy the pay-per-view, you want to see these people, and maybe they'll have matches on Dynamite or Rampage too. You never know.
And the people that don't know, if they see the crowd react,
yeah,
they'll be like, oh, like they Okada comes out and like the place is going nuts. That gets the casual viewer that doesn't know, like, oh, who's this guy everyone's freaking out for? Let me look into this guy, or maybe I should pay attention. So
do you think that if Punk vacates the title, like they're going to crown a new champion? Like, how do you think that's going to work? Because Bill and I were trying to figure this out.
This goes into what I want to talk about now. I know we have to talk about Thunder Rosa, but there really isn't much with her. There's news that she's sick. There's news that she's upset. Who knows what it is? Hopefully it just gets better for her. But this is some interesting timing. If this is not a planned thing with CM Punk, that if he has to vacate the title, and then who cut a really insane promo this past Wednesday, basically turning himself babyface, that could easily slip in as a intern champion is MJF. And oh my God, would that be like the stars aligning perfectly if this is not planned?
Can you imagine, like, that's how karma works? Oh my God.
You know he'd be cutting promos like that. Like MJF, like he's already like broken the fourth wall. He's already at the eighth wall. Like after this
exactly.
Week. Oh, that I promo just, this week.
It was like we were watching it together, and we were like, "Oh my lord!" It was interesting. A lot of words.
Yeah.
A lot of bleeps. I know.
There's no way that on executive night. On where the execs are all there, you don't let that happen. You know, TK's just not sitting there backstage and go, you know what? Maybe I will give MJF a live mic out there. He won't say anything bad while all the new execs are there watching the show for the very first time. There's no way.
Well, it's all planned. I'll say this.
Okay.
He really did no show this fan fest.
Yeah, so I know that.
Okay, so I'm going to break it down to you. He really did do that. If you are a fan who has seen MJF in a meet and greet, he is not the nicest person to even meet. He stays in character. He kicked me. I remember at one point, my dad actually just mentioned this. I completely forgot this happened. Like, he came over because that's when I was working with Daniel Garcia, and he was talking to Daniel, and MJF was like kind of yelling at me and giving me dirty looks. And I'm like, I'm a vendor. I'm working with Daniel Garcia. And he said to Daniel, he goes, is that true? And Daniel said, yeah, like, Kimmy's really cool. I really like Kimmy. And MJF was like, well, don't look my way. Like, stay out of my face. And he walked away. And my dad said to Daniel, like, is that how he really acts backstage? And he goes, yeah, not a lot of people like him. So I'm like, thanks, Daniel.
But.
So that's
Daniel being a really good wrestler as well. Not breaking kayfabe. And telling your dad what actually happens behind the stage.
Listen, Daniel Garcia, my favorite person ever. Anyway, so
keep the kayfabe alive. I love him. Not telling your dad what actually happens backstage.
Oh, I was told we have to watch Rampage.
Okay.
That's the dirt. We have to watch Rampage. Anyway, so the other thing is, that fans saw him playing slots. So Christopher Daniels, who is the head of talent relations, for those who don't know, he went up to talk to MJF to yell at him about missing that fan fest, and MJF called security on Christopher Daniels to tell him to get out.
Who confirmed all this? That's what I want to know. Who confirmed all this?
Tony Khan.
So there you go. There's more. It's more. I don't even think this even happened. I really don't think the casino thing ever happened. I 100% thinking the no-show was a thing. Sure. Mm-hmm. They conveniently had everything worked out, though, for people that were there, conveniently. You guys will all get to go to other wrestlers. We're going to give you a couple more other wrestlers on the house. And it's like, oh, convenient.
Well, no, because that was the only meet and greet that sold out. Like, the only two meet and greets that sold out at the Fan Fest were Sting and MJF. And Sting no-showed because of COVID. And MJF no-showed because of whatever the hell this thingy is. But the other thing, too, like, I know a flight was booked. It was a red eye out of Newark. I told you that. So I feel so bad for Sean, who's getting so much shit for this. Like, oh, they didn't book a flight. They did book a flight. He had a first class ticket.
Booked by who?
By himself. MJF booked it himself. AEW did not book it. The flight cost $2,400. I know that for a fact.
There's someone that owns AEW that $2,400 is like his little change purse.
I know. It wasn't Tony. Tony didn't book the flight. MJF... Because I know... Shut up, Kyle. So, anyway. So, then, obviously, he showed up 10 minutes before the match. He left in his gear. So, they had a meeting over breakfast. That meeting went okay.
Meeting.
I don't... Listen, a lot of things can get solved over breakfast, my dude. Just because you might not meet a breakfast person up in Canada doesn't mean that
I'll give you that. Even if this was all real up until the breakfast part, I guarantee you, if the breakfast part was a thing and it did happen, there you go. It was solved because you don't just have...
Oh, I agree with you. Like, that promo, like, they were okay, they shook hands, whatever. But I still think that he's going to leave. He is initially mad. So here's the reason he's mad. Because someone like Mark Henry is making more money than him. He's especially mad that Mark Henry, Christian, and The Big Show are making more money than him.
Were.
Well, I was just told he got a $75,000 raise.
I wonder who fed that information to the dirt sheets.
I'm leaving. Leave me alone.
Just telling you, they're pulling off the greatest work in history. And when it comes out that he's staying, I'm going to be like, hey, remember back in June? And everyone's like, oh, I think he's going to WWE. Oh, because of this. Guess what? You got worked. Got worked.
I'm leaving.
Got worked.
I'm leaving.
Worked like leaving. A violin. Dun, 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 dun. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see how this unfolds. Every week people are glued. They're doing his job when it's worked. When people are getting worked, they're doing his job because people now are going to be tuning in every week to see what's the next thing going to be.
I think he's going home for a couple weeks, though. I don't think he's going to be on Dynamite for a while.
I guarantee he'll be there next week.
You want to make a bet?
Nope, but I guarantee he'll be there next week.
I don't think he will be. No shot.
Okay. We'll see.
They took him off the active roster page. They unfollowed him, and they did the
active roster shit that can be done. You just brought it up. You just brought it up. That means you believe it. If you didn't believe it, you wouldn't have brought it up.
I had a point. My point was, if you're really going to make this a work, you don't have him show up next week.
Yep, we'll see.
Jesus.
And then, like, the cleverly 404 error message that was put in AW font. Like, whose job was that to do that? That was the worst. What are you doing? That was the worst thing ever. Why don't you just copy and paste the actual 404 error page and do that? Why did they make their own? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Anyways.
It do be scary out there.
I don't know if we have any questions because I forgot to put the tweet out, or if you put the tweet out, I don't think we got
any answers. I did, but no one answered. But I will say about Thunder Rosa, if she's frustrated or she's sick, I don't know. There's been multiple reports. I know that she's frustrated. All I'm going to say that if it is COVID, which a lot of people think it is, that I hope she's okay and that she feels better. And I will say, I don't know where this quote came from. This might have been Sean, that they feel as if the TBS championship is more important than the women's championship right now. I forgot who said it. I saw it on Twitter for a while.
Being booked a little better, maybe, but I don't know. I don't think both titles have been doing much. Jade's just been on TV. They're not both. Yeah. Like, when's the last time she defended the belt?
Double or Nothing.
But before that,
Rampage.
Probably this. I don't know. It would. To me, it feels like they're both the same. I feel they're both the same.
I just hope that Thunder's okay and whatever's going on could be fixed, because I think Thunder, no matter what our feud is, I think Thunder is an amazing human being and that she deserves the world and that she deserves this really amazing title run, especially because her gear that she's auctioning off is going to the families of the Texas school shooting.
Oh, nice.
And that I were cool. So
she's going to run. She's like, go through the summer and just start defending her title against everybody in the roster. Just start like running through the garden. Just run it through. Make her a defending champion.
Exactly. I agree.
And she'd love to do that. It's like I don't know why you're holding her back. Have her, if she wants to defend her title like every other week, have her defend her title every other week. Just say, hey, open challenge, whoever's back there, come out. Who comes first? Can be freaking
do something.
Anybody.
They could do something like the professor, like the 5-minute challenge that Deeb did. She could do something like that.
No, just have she a full match. No, none of this 5-minute crap. No.
I mean, she also, like, every week leading up, like, she's always on Dark, like, putting over people, you know? So let her do shit.
Well, guys, that's going to wrap it up for another episode. It's been another great episode with myself and Insider Kimmy. You guys, this will be available on audio platforms. You guys on Patreon get it first.
Yay!
It'll be available on audio platforms starting Monday. So if you're listening to this Monday and past, sorry, it's been a whole weekend. There's probably a lot of news and information. But if you want to get this first, make sure you subscribe to the Elite POV Patreon. It's at patreon.com/ElitePOV and subscribe to us there to get this first on Fridays. Because right after we're done this, I'm going to be posting it and then watching Rampage. So thank you guys for tuning in. For myself, Kyle Masters, and Insider Kimmy, we'll see you guys next time. Take it easy, stay safe out there, and happy wrestling.